It's good to be here. It's good to, whenever you're sitting in the middle there, you just don't know who's behind you. So I can see you all now. And it's good to see the reinforcements have arrived. If you have your Bible, turn with me, please, to John chapter 6. I know some of you have had a long day. Some of you have been at services all day today. And what I have to say, we will get to the point pretty quickly. It's like the man, the story is told of a man who was always sleeping in church. And people don't realise, but the preacher can actually see practically everything in the church. But this wee man always fell asleep every Sunday without fail. And it kind of upset the pastor a little bit, because he thought, why does he sleep? Is it some other reason, or does he just not find my preaching any way exciting? So the man always came to church with his grandson. And he said to the grandson, he said, if you can keep Granda awake, I'll give you £1 every week. So it was fair enough. Pastor, he preached away and kept an eye, but Granda always fell asleep. 4 or 5 weeks passed by, and he said to the wee boy on the door going out, he says, why is Granda sleeping? I thought we had a deal. And he said, no, he said, Granda, give me a fiver to let him sleep. So I don't know if any of you are feeling tired, or you're wanting a wee sleep. If you're under the age of 4, we'll let you sleep. But anybody else, I prefer if you stay awake. But if you have John chapter 6, this is the portion the Lord has laid upon my heart, and we feel that we should bring it to you tonight. John chapter 6, the Bible says there in verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets, with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained, over and above unto them that had eaten. Let's just pray as we come even to the scriptures just now. Father in heaven, we give thee thanks for another time when we can come into thy presence. Lord, we thank thee that you've promised where the 2 or 3 are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them and not to bless. Lord, we thank thee for each home, each family, each person is here represented in this service just now. And Lord, we pray for thy word. We thank you, Lord, thy word is a living word. We pray, Lord, that you'll write your word upon our hearts. Help us, Lord, to listen. We know, Lord, that the flesh is weak, the spirit is willing. Lord, we just pray for these closing moments now that draw alongside. Lord, you'll defeat the devil. How the devil's very busy. And Lord, there's many things flooding through our minds just now. Lord, we pray for these moments that we will hear from thee. For we ask it in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen. The story is told of a famous violinist by the name of Niccolo Paganini. He lived in the 19th century and he was known as the King of Violinists. He was also known as the Violinists for Kings. He was greatly gifted in the playing of a violin. But during one of his concerts, the strings began to snap in his violin. He was playing to the climax of the concert, and one by one the strings began to snap. The people just couldn't believe what was happening, and the more he played, as the strings snapped, the third string had snapped, and I'm told there's 4 on a violin. Everyone thought to themselves, surely he has to stop playing the violin. But unbelievably, on that one string, Paganini was able to finish the concert. Some people thought it impossible. How could this man finish the concert on one string? But in reality, with that little violin in the hand of the master, he was able to do things that seemed to be impossible. In John chapter 6, we come to a similar story. In John chapter 6, we come to a story where a little lad, he just had something that seemed to be so insignificant, yet in the hand of the master, he was able to do something great. The text that I have tonight, I just want you to think of it, verse 9. It simply says, there is a lad here. The disciples found themselves in a seemingly impossible situation. The Lord Jesus looks at the multitude. He sees their need. He recognizes the people. They have a physical need. They need to be fed. The Bible tells us here that he comes to Philip in verse 5. And he says, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" As you follow the life of the Lord Jesus had compassion on the multitude. It didn't matter where he was. It didn't matter who was in the multitude. It didn't matter what they did, what sins they were guilty of. The Lord Jesus Christ always had compassion on those round about him. Some of us as Christians, we ought to have compassion on those round about us. The easiest thing in the world is to look at the people round about us and to criticize, to look at the sins and the shortfalls within their life. But the Lord Jesus, he had compassion on these people. He had a love for people. You're here tonight and you take the name of Christ upon your life. But so many Christians have no love for those round about them. Sometimes there are those that we meet and sin seems to take a hold of their life. We have no compassion on their circumstance. Maybe most of you here tonight would profess to be saved. Most of you here tonight would say that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. The Bible reminds us in Romans 1 and the verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth." The challenge for us is, have you ever experienced this gospel? Have you ever put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Now the text that I have is verse 9. There is a lad here. There is someone here tonight. Maybe it's a lad or maybe it's a lassie, a girl. There's someone here, and that is the phrase for you. There is a lad here, and there's something the Lord wants you to know. There's a challenge in this message, and this is for you. I have come tonight, that you're here tonight, that you might hear from God. The simple things I want you to discover from John chapter 6, the first thing I want you to see is Jesus knew all about the lad. It's easy sometimes for us to come into a place like this and drift out again, and nobody maybe even knows we're here. Sometimes as young people, that's how we feel. We go away sometimes, and even as older people too, it's almost as if we feel no sense of value, and we come into meetings or we go to church or youth fellowship, and it's almost as if, well, it wouldn't really matter if I was there or not. Nobody said hello, nobody spoke to me, nobody takes me on as my friend. But Jesus knew all about this little lad. Here was a multitude of 5,000 people. Now, we don't have 5,000 here tonight. But Jesus knows all about you. He knows all about your life. He knows all about the problems and the difficulties that you are up against every single day of your life. Verse 6 tells us, Jesus knew what he would do. For Jesus knew himself what he would do. Here were the disciples, and they were presented with the problem. How are we going to feed these people? What are we going to do? It was a test. Jesus already knew that exact thing that he was going to do. Think of this little lad in verse 9. This little lad started out that day. He was filled with excitement. We could dramatize the story all we want. But think about it. This little lad was on a journey. He was starting out to see Jesus. He wanted to go with this great crowd and witness and see what Jesus did. He wanted to be there. Maybe you're here tonight and you don't want to be here. Maybe you're here because someone has brought you. Maybe you're here because you're expected to be here. But in your heart, you don't want to be here. You would rather be somewhere else. Here was a little lad, and it's very likely he wanted to be there. He wanted to be in the place where Jesus was. And what makes this story so great and such a blessing is that Jesus knew about him. In that great multitude of people that day, Jesus knew about this little boy. That little boy could have come into the crowd and went home again, and maybe nobody even seen him or noticed him there. But Jesus knew about this little lad. You know, you're here tonight in the Korean Youth Rally, and Jesus knows all about your life. It doesn't matter if you're old. It doesn't matter if you're young. Jesus knows about your life. There is maybe a lad here, and Jesus knows the sin in your life. Jesus knows the problems that you're up against. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you're convicted about your sin. The Lord knows about that conviction. Maybe there's someone here tonight and there's problems in your life, problems in your work, problems in your home, problems with your health. Jesus knows about you. Jesus knew all about the lad. Notice with me also, Jesus knew about the loaves and fish. The Bible tells us in verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he poses a question to Philip. He says, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? The amazing thing in this story is, Jesus knew that he was not going to have to buy bread. Jesus knew that that little lad was there and he knew all about his lunch. He knew about his loaves and he knew about his fish. How do we know this? Because it tells us in verse 6, he said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Not only did Jesus know about the lad, but Jesus also, he knew about his lunch. And he knew how he would feed the people that were there that day. Maybe this is the story for you. Maybe that's the reason why you're not saved. Maybe you think that you have nothing to offer. You ever go to work or school and you open up your lunchbox and you think, not the same thing again? Could it not be a little different? Ham sandwiches again? I went to school with a fella and religiously for 5 years. He had ham sandwiches for 5 days of the week. He just loved ham. But sometimes you open the box and you think to yourself the same thing again. Maybe you open the box of your life and you just look at your life and it's like the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Maybe you open the lunchbox of your life and it's the same thing again. Here was a little lad, and I'm sure as he looked at the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, it didn't look like much. Certainly whenever you bring the 5 loaves and the 2 fish into the multitude of 5,000, it definitely did not look like much. And maybe that's why you're not saved. Maybe past sins, maybe past failures in your life, and you say to yourself, my life's a mess. My life does not look like much, and why would God really want me? Maybe you're here tonight and you're a little older and you look at the failures in your Christian life and you say to yourself, why should I serve God? What would God want with me? My life is just like 5 loaves and 2 fish. What would God want with that? Or I'll tell you something else. Maybe you're not serving God because of others that look at your 5 loaves and 2 fish. And you think, well, that's not very much. I have nothing to offer. This little lad had little. It was numbered among many. He was inexperienced. He was young. He was unnoticed by the majority of the people. But Jesus knew about this little lad and he knew about his lunch. You know, Jesus knows all about your life. He knows about your failures. He knows about your faults. He knows about your problems. He knows about your sin. He knows about your disappointments. He knows about your secrets in your life. He knows all about the loaves and the fishes in your life. Think of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was hiding in a tree. And Jesus knew about him. Jesus knew about Zacchaeus in that tree. It's time you come out of your tree because Jesus knows about you. Think of the woman in Mark chapter 5 with the issue of blood. She thought, I could just draw alongside Jesus. I'll touch the hem of his garment and that everything for me will be well. The Bible tells us in Mark 5, I love that story. Because whenever the Lord rebukes her for touching him, the Bible tells us that she just told him all the truth. I love that phrase. She told him all the truth because he knew it anyway. And we can bluff the church, we can bluff the minister, we can tell ourselves this and we can tell our parents that, but you know this, Jesus knows the truth anyway. He knows about your loaves and he knows about your fish. Jesus knew about his lunch, the little bag that he carried with him that day, and you say to yourself, I can't serve God, look at the baggage I have. I can't come to Christ, look at the baggage I have. Jesus knows about your lunch, but Jesus knew the lad would be used. Bible tells us in verse 9, it's really our text, there is a lad here. The disciples come with this little boy. How they met him, we do not know. Philip said in verse 7, he answers the test that the Lord gave him. 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Meanwhile, one of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, verse 8, saith unto him, there is a lad here They have uncovered this little boy with this lunchbox. The Lord Jesus knew that the disciples, they lacked faith. But Jesus himself knew what he would do. Jesus knows the work that's going to be done in this youth rally tonight. Some of the people there before the meeting started were thinking of Jimenez here, Jimenez not here, who's here, who's not here, what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, all of these things. C.H. Spurgeon himself said that God would never have given him the big things if he wasn't faithful in the small things. Spurgeon preached in every hole in the hedge that he could get. Obscure places that no one ever knew about. C.H. Spurgeon, a mighty preacher, preaching in the hole in the hedge, yet God gave him the great things because he was faithful in the small things. You know, my friend, tonight Jesus knew that this little lad would be used. There is a lad here. God had a plan. The Lord had a plan for this little lad and his lunch. And here tonight in this youth rally, God has a plan for your life. Your life might not look like much. You might not look like much. I think I look all right. What do you think? I'm happy enough. I look in the mirror every day and say, if I look like you, I'd be happy. We are what we are. I accepted that very early in my life. I'm happy with myself. If you get to that place, you'll do all right. God made you the way he wants you to be. That's the way you are, the family that you have, the family that you haven't, the home where you are, the person that you are, the qualities that you have, the qualities that you don't have. The abilities that you have, the abilities that you don't have. God knows the things you can do, and he knows the things you can't do. So many Christians spend so long telling the Lord the things they can't do. You don't need to tell the Lord. The Lord already knows, because he has given you the talents that he wants you to have. He has made you the person that he wants you to be. And maybe you're here tonight, and you just have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and you're not happy with that. That's what the Lord wants you to have. Because the Lord knew that this little lad was going to be used. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Acts 9:15, that's proven in the life of Saul. The Lord said to Ananias, verse 15, go unto him, go thy way, he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Saul was a very unlikely missionary, but he was the one that God had a work to do. Maybe you're here tonight and you're a preacher and you don't know it. Maybe you're here tonight and one day you'll be a pastor and you don't know it. Maybe you're here tonight and one day you'll be a missionary and you don't know it. Maybe one day you'll sit like a brother and sing and you don't even know it. Maybe one day you'll lead the children's work and you don't even know it. Maybe someday you'll go into work and you'll lead that person in the desk opposite you to the Lord and you don't even know it. You see, here was a little lad and Jesus knew that he was going to be used. Even though it was 5 loaves and 2 fish, there was a work for him to do. Notice also, Jesus knew the lad would give his lunch. The verse 11 tells us, and Jesus took the loaves. You can only take something whenever it's given to you. This lunch to this little lad was very precious. We don't know who made it. It may well be his mother made it. It was precious to him because it was going to be his sustenance for that day. Would you give me your lunch? Would you give someone in your workplace or in your school your lunch? Not many of us would. And you should know to look at me, I don't give much away. But here was a little lad, and Jesus knew that he would give his lunch. It was despised. Verse 9, every time I think of this verse, but what are they among so many? We might look at our lives, we might look at ourselves and think that we haven't much to give. We might think to ourselves, I haven't much to offer the Lord. Think of the widow's mite in Mark 13:42, and there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites. Didn't look like much. But verse 44 tells us she gave all that she had. Here was 5 loaves and 2 fish, and it didn't look like much. But you know what? This little lad gave all that he had. Even though those may look on and say, what are they among so many? That's of no use at all. It's too small. It's insignificant. It's a waste of time, even giving that lunch. No, it's not. Because he gave all that he had, and Jesus had a work for the 5 loaves and the 2 fish to do. Jesus wants to take what you are tonight. He wants to take that messed up life that you have. He wants that, and He wants to cleanse you. He wants to redeem you. He wants to wash those sins away. The scars of the sin will still be there, but the sin will be washed and cleansed and thrown into the sea of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against you anymore. Jesus took what that little lad had, and He was going to do something special with it. You mightn't feel very special. You might not even think that you are special. But Jesus wants the 5 loaves and the 2 fish that you have. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, Mark, I'm not even saved. I can't give the Lord my life because I've never even come to Him and received that salvation. Come to Christ tonight. Give Him your life. Give your life to Jesus. He'll do better things with it than you'll be able to do yourself. Notice also Jesus knew the work that would be done. A little phrase in verse 6 tells us He Himself knew what He would do. The wonderful thing is, before this meeting started, Jesus knew who would be here. He knew and knows the condition of your heart. The Lord, on this occasion, at the feeding of the 5,000, He commands the disciples, make the people sit down. I have 5 loaves and 2 fishes here. He was going to meet the need. Jesus can meet the need of your heart tonight. He can meet the need of your soul's salvation. This has to be one of the biggest dining rooms that you will ever see or hear tell of. But Jesus met the need, all with 2 loaves and 2 fish. In the place where you work and those ungodly people you work with, you are the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. In that office, in the university, in the school, wherever you work, you are the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Because here in this story, Jesus knew the work that would be done by this little lad who gave his lunch, and the Lord Jesus who took the 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus knew something would be accomplished that day. It mightn't have looked like much to those round about. Maybe our efforts and our labours and our endeavours in God's work, in our church, in our places of service, it might not look like much, but it can be used by the Lord Jesus. Psalm 34 verse 10, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You see, in the story here we discover that Jesus said unto them, verse 35, I am the bread of life. Shall never hunger. Chapter 6 verse 12. They were filled. With Christ, you see, there is always enough and more. There will be those who will despise you and despise your life. There will be those who will despise what you have and what you will offer. But the difference is, the loaves and the fish, they weren't given to the disciples. The loaves and the fish was placed in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what made the difference. Could you imagine how this little lad would have felt if he had have given the loaves to the disciples, verse 9? They would have said, what are they among so many? What did Jesus say? Verse 12, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Friend, wherever you're placed, whatever avenue of service God has for you, don't give it to the disciples, give it to the Lord. Because if you give what you have to the disciples or the office bearers or the people of the church, they will simply say, what are they among so many? Give it to the Lord, and He will say, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. You see, He is the God of the exceeding abundant. He does more than we can ever ask or think. There are many, as we finish this message, that have never heard of the Lord Jesus Christ. Know this, the Lord has made you and placed you the way He wants you to be, in the place where He wants you to be. Take a look at these little loaves and the fishes that you have tonight and just simply say, here, Lord Jesus, here is all that I have. Here is all that I am. Lord, it's yours. There is a lad here. There's someone here tonight, and the Lord, He wants you to come to Him. He wants to save you tonight. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to Him in repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord wants to cleanse you. He wants to do that exceeding abundant thing in your life. Maybe you're here tonight and you're saved. Well, look what happened in verse 13. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. We started this story with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now we have 12 baskets full. God can do great things. He wants your life tonight. He wants your loaves and your fish. Don't let any man despise you. The Bible tells us over in Timothy, we think of Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. Give your loaves and give your fish to Jesus. He will do great and wonderful things with it. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. You've never came and trusted the Lord as your Savior. Tonight is the night. Tonight is your night. There is a lad here who's still in his sin, and Jesus wants to set you free. I trust that you've got something from this message tonight, and the Lord will use it for His honor and for His glory.